A California court today holds a hearing into the rightful ownership of a 1922 Picasso. The painting was looted by Nazis when Paris fell during World War II. It didn't turn up again until 1975, when it was purchased by wealthy art patrons in Chicago. The only living descendant of the original owner wants it back. From Chicago, NPR's Jason DeRose reports.
Femme en Blanc depicts a seated woman in a loose white dress against a black background. It was painted during Pablo Picasso's classical period and belonged to Carlotta and Robert Landsberg of Berlin. Robert died in the mid-1930s. When the Nazis rose to power, Carlotta, like many Jews, prepared to leave Berlin and made provisions for her property, including Femme en Blanc.
And she sent it to an art dealer, Justin Tannhauser, for safekeeping.
Anna Kislook is with the Art Loss Register, an organization that tracks missing or stolen works of art.
He took it to Paris, and I believe she was intending to also move to Paris because of the political situation, obviously, in Germany. But war broke out before she could get to Paris, and she ended up in New York.
Femme en Blanc did make it to France, but after the Nazis seized it from the Jewish dealer Tannhauser, the painting seemed to disappear. It didn't turn up again until 1975, when the Stephen Hahn Gallery bought it in Paris and brought it to New York. That's where James and Marilyn Alsdorf of Chicago purchased the painting for $357,000. James died in the early 1990s, and last year, Mrs. Alsdorf decided to put it up for sale. A potential buyer asked the Art Loss Register to look into its provenance or ownership history, and the register contacted Carlotta Landsberg's only living heir, Thomas Benningson of Oakland, California. Randall Schoenberg is Benningson's lawyer.
Under U.S. law, a painting that has been stolen remains stolen no matter how many hands it goes through. If you could think about it another way, they're really in the case where something's stolen and then purchased years later by a good faith purchaser, there are two victims. There's the initial victim from whom the painting was stolen, and then there is the subsequent victim who unwittingly buys the stolen property.
One of the key issues is that Mrs. Alsdorf herself has been a very innocent party here.
Richard Chapman is Marilyn Alsdorf's attorney. He says his client purchased the painting in good faith.
She has not, prior to being involved in this lawsuit, had any knowledge or awareness that there was any difficulty or any claim to the painting that was supposedly superior to her own.
Carlotta Landsberg made repeated attempts to find Femme en Blanc after she moved to New York. She died in 1994. Her grandson knew nothing about the painting until he was contacted by the Art Loss Register. The Register's Anna Kislook says the moral thing for Marilyn Alsdorf to do would be return the painting to Benningson. But Alsdorf isn't without legal recourse, says DePaul University law professor Patty Gerstenblith, who specializes in art and cultural property law.
If Mrs. Alsdorf has to return the painting to the claimant, she would have, it seems to me, a good claim against the gallery now to recover not just the price that she originally paid for it in 1975, but in fact the current market value. And there is case law in New York City on this point.
All of this is unbelievably frustrating, says Thomas Benningson, grandson of Femme en Blanc's original owner.
It's not like I need a memento of my grandmother worth $10 million hanging on my wall. I don't think that sort of art should be in a private collection, and I think that kind of money can be put to better use.
But Benningson does want the decision of how the money is used to be his.
I mean, on one level, I mean, it kind of represents these sort of horrible events that happened. And I don't know, I guess I sort of in a way find it upsetting that people who know the painting seem to want to sort of brush all that off and say, oh, that's sort of ancient history, you know, why should we be bothered?
Today's court hearing will determine where Femme en Blanc should be kept until the case goes to trial or a settlement is reached. Jason DeRose, NPR News, Chicago.